Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, brothers and sisters of
any location and in any dimension and any existence, any form, from any time and space. Welcome. Today, May 28, 2016, broadcasting live from the heart. Broadcasting live from the heart, this is really an awesome time to be alive, brothers and sisters. I mean, this is really amazing times that that we're living, that we're existing, and it's really an honor to be here, just sharing with you such of incredible times, you know, that we're living. Go Bernie. Yeah, go Bernie, guys. Our brothers from California. This is from every other state to wait. This is, it's a done deal. You know, the winds of change are here. I mean, I'm not future teller, but I can tell you that sometimes I do, actually. I feel, you know, the energy of the future. There's just possibilities, you know. For me, that's how I see it. There are all possibilities, and there are all existing in the now moment. You know what I mean? And that possibility, which I invite everyone to meditate with me every single day at 11:11 a.m. and at 11:11 p.m. every single day. Let's meditate for world's peace. Let's meditate for abundance and healing for all. But let's also meditate that Bernie Sanders already won the first as a nominee for the Democratic Party, and then to become the winner as the next U.S. president. And an amazing human being, an amazing soul, to help the world, okay? That is the true soul that is necessary at this time for the times of change, and to really help, you know, and cares about people and all that. So it's definitely like to invite everybody to share, you know, to share that that, you know, there is a lot of corruption, you know, going on with the elections and all that. But I can tell you that there is also, you know, the good news. You know, that there is also the good news, that there is some immense transformation going on right now. And everything is changing. Everything is transforming inside and out. I don't know if you feel it. From the individual, you know, from your, you know, deepest core, brother or sister, we are literally, you know, transforming from, you know, the caterpillars to these amazing, beautiful butterflies. Okay, I'm telling you, it's game over for this negative souls that are like, you know, Hillary Clinton and all these other, you know, like the Trump's hate and all these, you know, people that's, you know, with negative agendas and negative vibrations. They're not like the light for the people, like Mr. Bernie Sanders. So this is why I believe. This is what I believe, and that it's important. You know what I mean? For the people to check it out.
power to choose a new direction for the Democratic Party, to break the back of a corrupt system of campaign finance that keeps a rigged economy in place, to stand up to Wall Street and make the wealthy pay their fair share, to fight for tuition free for colleges and universities. California, it's a long way to Washington, but you can send them a message they can't ignore. I'm Bernie Sanders. I approve this message.
So you better vote in June 7th, California. You got it in June 7th. June 7th, California. Please, if you have anybody, so let's make sure that it's gonna be happening in June 7th. Okay. So here's a little bit of in Santa Monica, California. So Santa Monica, California, ladies and gentlemen. Bernie Sanders in the house.
Who restore the promise of the American dream. Today, we must pledge to each other to work as hard as we can to get everyone to vote for Bernie on June 7th. We are all part of this movement to uplift the people's voice by taking corporate money out of our political system. On election day, we will let the country know that Santa Monica and California choose people over profit and stand with Bernie Sanders. Okay, now we have a very special guest that I want to bring up. You all know him from television. He's the host of the Young Turks, Jack Huger.
The love for Bernie in Santa Monica. That's what's happening. You know, it's time to believe to co-create a better world, a better time in America, in the entire world. That it's. We're all tired of the same matrix. So let's unite together in prayer and meditation every single day to see, visualize that Bernie Sanders already won California, already won every single state needed to win the candidacy and see him, becoming a U.S. president, The next U.S. President of America, Mr. Bernie Sanders, is a done deal. Just visualize it, that, brothers and sisters. Let's do it. Let's believe it. Let's believe it. Believe it to see it. Okay, let's believe it. Let's believe it to live it. And it's so amazing. It's really amazing, amazing times that we're living, and it's all, it's all about each one of us to do our part. The votes but it's also the intention, the energy, okay, the love that you do, okay? So be, yeah, absolutely. Be the change you want to see in the world. Absolutely. Absolutely. Be the change you want to see in the world. Be the change you want to see in the world every single day, and you know, do your best, you know. Have the hope that it's in the impossible is absolutely possible, and we are, you know, we are there. We're we are living it. Okay, so believe that Mr. You know, Bernie Sanders already won. Okay.
Because one of the crises that we face in this country is that we have a corporate media that talks about everything and Jack and the Young Turks are trying to remedy that and they're doing a great job. And I want to thank Rosario Dawson, not only for being one of the great actresses in our country, but for being a fierce advocate for working families in the middle class. And what can we say about Dick Van Dyke? I mean, so many of us grew up with Dick, and we appreciate not only his years and years of being a great actor, but also his commitment to social to the people of California, our largest state, that she is not prepared to have a discussion with me about how she will help California address the major rights that we face. When we began this campaign over 12 months ago, nobody took us seriously. Nobody took you seriously. Well, a lot has changed in the last 12 months. Last 12 months, we have won 20 primaries and caucuses. We have received well over 9 million votes. And what is really most exciting to me is that in every state that we have competed, including those states that we have lost, we have won sometimes by, dare I say, huge numbers. We have won the vote of people 45 years of age and younger. Now, I know that some of you who are 20 think that 40 changed when you are 45. And as Dick Van Dyke showed us, you can be young at 90. But here is what is extraordinarily important about the reality that we are winning the young vote in this country, because it tells me, it tells America, and it should tell the Democratic leadership that our vision, a vision of social justice, economic justice, racial justice, environmental justice, that is the future of our country. And it should tell Donald Trump and his friends that their bigotry is the past, not the future. Trump and his friends want to divide us up. This campaign is about bringing us together. And the reason that our campaign is doing so well, doing something pretty radical, telling the American people the truth. And here is the truth. The truth is that today we have a campaign finance system which is corrupt and which is undermining American democracy. The truth is that American democracy is supposed to be one person, one vote, not a situation where the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson are busy buying elections. The truth is that it is almost laughable when you have a billionaire like Donald Trump receiving significant campaign contributions from another billionaire like Sheldon Adelson. Billionaires should not be running this country. Working families and the middle class should be running this country. But it is not just a corrupt campaign finance system that we are going to take on. It is a rigged economy. What a rigged economy is about. A rigged economy is when the top 1/10 of 1% now owns almost as much wealth as the bottom. own more wealth than the bottom 150 million Americans. A rigged economy is when the wealthiest family in this country, the Walton family, who owns Walmart, when that one family owns more wealth than the bottom 42% of the American people. And what's even more absurd, even more...
They just lost back.
So that is what is happening, brothers and sisters. There is a lot of inequality, and that's why our, you know, beloved Bernie Sanders is here. Some incredible changes in this time, in this transformation. He already won. And I'm telling you, today on May 28, 2016, that Bernie Sanders already won. Already won because he's energizing the people. He's giving hope to the hopeless, okay? To those that are, you know, they have no hope. They see no way to have a better life. He's giving hope, not just in people in America, but people all over the world. And I can tell you that I have some, you know, contacts with my higher self, with some brothers and sisters from the stars. And I tell you, also from the stars, giving hope to our brothers and sisters from the stars, to our families from the start. They're very happy knowing that there is a being like Bernie Sanders that is here to help humanity. So some of the latest headlines from related to Bernie Sanders, it says that Sanders' campaign challenges Frank and Malloy roles at Democratic Convention. On May 28, 2016, in Washington, it says that in a formal credentials challenge, Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign on Friday asked for the ouster of two aggressive attack surrogates for Hillary Clinton from key Democratic National Convention committees. The campaign called for the removal of Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy as a co-chairman of the platform committee and former Massachusetts Rep. Barney Frank as head of the Rules Committee. Quote, Governor Malloy and Mr. Frank have both been aggressive attack surrogates for the Clinton campaign, end quote. Sanders campaign counsel Brad Tush wrote in a letter to the party's Rules and Bylaws Committee. Okay? So please read more at BernieSanders.com. It's /news. On the road, Sanders visits Kenneth Hunt Park, May 27, Bernie Sanders on Friday took his campaign to Kenneth Hunt Park to highlight how the oil and gas industry puts profits over the health of communities and the future of our planet. The park was supposed to be a 400-acre recreation area for the entire community to enjoy, but instead it is now the home of nearly 1,000 active oil wells that cost the area to look more like a toxic wasteland. Today, more than 1 million people live within the 5 miles of the massive oil field and over 50,000 households and an elementary school are immediately adjacent to this spot. Please read the entire story at BernieSanders.com. Another headline, Mr. Sanders' statement on Verizon settlement in Los Angeles, May 27, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders issued the following statement on Friday on the agreement between Verizon and 39,000 striking members of the Communications Workers of America and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Quote, I congratulate the strikers, the union, and Verizon management for reaching an apparent settlement after 45 days. This strike has been emblematic of the growing gap between our largest corporations and frontline workers when it comes to living standards and employment security, end quote. He said that he was proud to stand with his workers before and during the strike, and even prouder of the thousands of volunteers from around the country that helped him. Please read them to the whole, the full story at BernieSanders.com/news. So, as you know, there is some really good things happening in very shocking things, you know, really also happening that that is important, you know, for us to understand that the time of transformation is now. The time arrived for incredible transformation, brothers and sisters. One of those, our beloved Saint Germain, through was channeled through our beloved Ashtar on the Road family. At Ashtar on the Road.com, they said that I am a Saint Germain, and my heart still thrills to the music, which of course is a celebration of freedom. It is a dimension of people rising up, even though, yes, of course, it turned bloody, because in the third dimension, this is often the case when you have a revolution or revolution. Nevertheless, for one shining moment, it brought a new sense of freedom, a new consciousness, if you will. And its tradition lives today in the hearts all over the world, not just the French people. It inspired many, many others, as the French themselves were inspired by another revolution across the world. And so it is with revolutions. Now, in the past, they had been bloody. They had been violent, because people had used what they have available to secure their freedoms. And sometimes the leaders of the revolutions turn out to be nothing more than corrupt dictators themselves. And so the people have been no better off, at least in some ways. They have not enjoyed the full freedom that they have fought for. And in many cases, most of often in your recent years, there have been propaganda, pirates, campaigns designed to instill patriotism on one hand and fear of those who were not of your country or your religious groups or whatever groups you belong to on the other. And they have done much damage. And this is to cease. It is over, game over of separation. And I am here to tell you that the world is getting brighter and brighter and brighter and shining brighter and brighter overall within the truth. And it is necessary to look at this truth. What as Ashtar has said, speaking, it is to do it with gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, and love. In other words, it is to fill yourselves with so much of the love light that you can look upon it from the higher dimensional perspective and be in the energy of compassion. Surround yourself on the energy of compassion and love, my brothers and sisters. There are many who are so close to losing their freedoms, but this must happen in order to free the world. You have heard much mention in this gathering about the Clintons, for instance. Send them, you know, forgiveness and love and light. It doesn't, you know, it does not necessarily mean that they will accept it, because they are angry and scared and they are fighting like rats and like the Trump's hate. They're angry and they're living that angry. That's all they co-create, you know. They are in the fighting mode, and it is difficult to love unconditionally or to be receiving unconditional love when you are in the fighting mode, in the aggressive mode, in the angry mode, and they are doing this battle. However, it is for you, no matter what you read about them or any others, it is for you to love yourself enough to not let it become a part of you. In other words, the energies, the low energies of their actions and their expressions may be observed from the higher levels perspective, so that you do not become a victim. Keep yourselves free, beloved one. That is your number one priority, each and every one of you. Keep yourself free from these fear-based energies that you are being bombarded with, okay? And yes, you are being bombarded and deliberately so, okay? in the news, turn off your TV, turn off your news media. They're completely rigged, completely, you know, lies after lies after lies to keep you in fear, beloved. And this is how I started speaking. And now there are those who spread this fear innocently. And they don't know that they are furthering untrue and fear-based propagandas. And so it is for you to send them love and light. And if you know something to be untrue, it is to speak up to free yourselves, not only from the untruth, but also to free the senders, the ones who give you this information. Okay? For instance, if you have a friend who sends you an email that says something that you know is not true, it could be about 9/11, it could be about those terrorist groups, it could be about the Clintons, it could be about anything. Life and love, your truth, some truth. You can do it telepathically, or you can send a reply by email and say, perhaps you would like to look at this or that, you know, link to some truth or however you choose to do it. But it will tell you this. The time has come when you cannot sit on your couches and allow these things to come in, okay? Send light and love to everyone. Tell truth. Get on top of the tables and scream out the truth that you know, brothers and sisters. It's time to stand up and tell the truth and share and wake up as many people as you can. Merely deleting them is not enough. Bring it into balance. And as I have said telepathically, if that is what you are feeling, to do so. Send love and light, that the truth may come to them as it has come to you, and bring in love light for yourselves to be able to discern the truth of the light and the divine love of God. Freedoms means not buying into anybody else's dogma or propaganda lies or fears. Freedom means knowing who you really are, that you are of this love light, and I, for their change, charge with you a mission at hand. The greatest freedom of all the world is already made law. In the third dimension, it is the law of the United States of America. In the higher dimensional levels, it is the law for the entirety of planet Earth, below and on above, for every kingdom of planet Earth, not just humanity. Of course, I am speaking of Nesara. Nesara. N-E-S-A-R-A. Okay? Nesara. 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 Colorish, colorish, Adonai, Sebayat. Colorish, colorish, Adonai, Sebayat. In the beloved Nesara law, be proclaimed by every president in the world, and by every prime minister, and by every government in the world to be proclaimed, and for the people to be free now. And so it is first and foremost to empower Nesara with the love light, and then to spread the word. And I will share something with you, a beloved member of this family, had inspiration to stamp business-sized cards with Nesara. And just to put the Nesara word on it, write it on it, or just get out one of our stamps, stamp the cards and leave them everywhere you possibly can, whether there are magazines or newspapers sitting at Starbucks or whatever, coffee shops or whatever. Leave some of the cards in restaurants, gatherings, anywhere if you are not doing flyers. And you can print the flyers in black and white. You don't have to spend so much money in color inks. You can put them in color paper, golden rod. It's actually golden. Nesara is the key that opens the door to the golden age. Think about it. Think about that. We will say that this, unequivocally, without exception, there is no member of any of the kingdoms of the planet Earth who does not know about ascension, who does know about the golden age, and who doesn't know specifically about Nesara. In their higher levels, our mission is to bring Nesara right into the third dimension, so that the third dimension can be cleaned up and left behind. Do you see what we're saying? This is the bridge to higher dimensionality. That's what's cooking, brothers and sisters. please read more at hashtag on the road at summer. Send me an email. I'll send you the link. Go to WERALLOME.com or hashtag Sheran Radio or hashtag radio.com. Hashtag radio.com. ASHTAR radio.com. Okay? So that's the incredible things happening, brothers and sisters. I mean, it is incredible, you know, transformation, incredible, you know, wisdom, incredible information. And it is happening. It is happening today and for every brother and for every man, woman, and child on earth to be free, to be finally free from the shackles of the slavery and so much of this information. The time has come, brothers and sisters, for you to be free, for you to walk horrible, you know, reality. I'm going to read you a little a story about the Russian boy who claims that he's from Mars, okay? The first part was already, it's about this boy who remembers being from Mars. His name is Boryshka. It's a Russian boy named Boryshka, attracted worldwide attention a few years ago when he claimed that he was actually from the planet Mars. Russian Boryshka was born on January 11, 1996, in the city of Bolshki. According to his mother, since he was 4 years old, he used to visit a nearby mountain in order to fulfill his energy needs. Boryshka's parents, nice, educated, and hospitable people, are worried about their son's fascinating talents. They don't know how others will perceive Boryshka when he grows up. Okay, they say that they will be happy to consult an expert to know how to raise this wonder kid. Being a doctor, his mother could not help but notice that the baby could hold his head already at 15 days of birth. He uttered the first word Baba when he was 4 months old and started to pronounce simple words soon afterwards. At 1 year old, and he had no difficulty reading newspaper headlines. At age of 2 years, he started drawing and learned how to paint 6 months later. When he turned 2, he started going to a local kindergarten. Tutors immediately noticed the unusual boy. His uncommon quickness, language skills, and unique memory. However, his parents witnessed that Boryshka acquired knowledge not only from the outer world, but through mysterious channels as well. They saw him reading unknown information from somewhere. No one has ever taught him, Boryshka mother said. He will see, you know, in the lotus position and start telling us detailed facts about Mars, planetary systems, and other civilizations, if they really possible, as the woman said. How may I, little boy, know such things? Space became the permanent theme of his stories. When the boy turned 2 years old, once he said that he used to live in Mars himself, he says that the planet is inhabited too. Also, it lost its atmosphere after the mammoth catastrophe. The Martians live in the underground cities, Boryshka said. The boy also said that he used to fly to Earth for research purposes when he was a Martian. Moreover, he piloted a spaceship himself. It took place in the time of the Lemurian civilization. He speaks about the fall of Lemuria as if it occurred yesterday. And he says that the Lemurians died because they ceased to develop themselves spiritually and broke the unity of their planet. When his mother brought him a book entitled Home We Are Originated From by Ernst Moldeshev, he got very excited about it. He spent a long time looking through the sketches of Lemurian pictures of Tibetan pagodas and then